One of the hardest yoga positions for Annie to tolerate was one that's often called happy baby, in which you lie on your back with your knees deeply bent and the soles of your feet pointing to the ceiling, while holding your toes with your hands. This rotates the pelvis into a wide-open position. It's easy to understand why this would make a rape victim feel extremely vulnerable. Yet as long as happy baby, or any posture that resembles it, precipitates intense panic, it is difficult to be intimate. Learning how to comfortably assume happy baby is a challenge for many patients in our yoga classes. Getting to know me, cultivating interoception. One of the clearest lessons from contemporary neuroscience is that our sense of ourselves is anchored in a vital connection with our bodies. We don't truly know ourselves unless we can feel and interpret our physical sensations. We need to register and act on these sensations to navigate safely through life. While numbing or compensatory sensation seeking may make life tolerable, the price you pay is that you lose awareness of what is going on inside your body and, with that, the sense of being fully, sensually alive. In Chapter 6, I discussed alexithymia, the technical term for not being able to identify what is going on inside oneself. People who suffer from alexithymia tend to feel physically uncomfortable but cannot describe exactly what the problem is. As a result, they often have multiple vague and distressing physical complaints that doctors can't diagnose. In addition, they can't figure out for themselves what they're really feeling about any given situation or what makes them feel better or worse. This is the result of numbing, which keeps them from anticipating and responding to the ordinary demands of their bodies in quiet, mindful ways. At the same time, it muffles the everyday sensory delights of experiences like music, touch, and light, which imbue life with value. Yoga turned out to be a terrific way to regain a relationship with the interior world, and with it a caring, loving, sensual relationship to the self.